All right, since we don't have a sponsor, I'll just say that all of these podcasts are brought to you by historyofeveryday.com. Yep, that's me, historyofeveryday.com. Don't forget to check us out on TikTok as well, at dr.dcooper. There you go. Here is the podcast.
The Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
In Dallas, Texas.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
All right, think about this if you're going to the movies today. Movie theater popcorn is sold at 1,275% markup, and that includes the butter. Well, there you go. Time to wake up with a little history on this day with Scott Cooper and thehistoryofeveryday.com. Well, let's talk about what happened on this day in history. On this day in 1992, rioting has broke out in Los Angeles following the decision by a jury to acquit four white police officers accused of beating black motorist Rodney King. Starvation threatens victims of the overflow of floodwaters in lower Louisiana with nearly 3,500 square miles underwater in 1922. In 1941, Hitler and Germany completed the conquest of the Balkans when they swept across southern Greece, taking many thousands of prisoners, including British, Australian, and New Zealand prisoners. Dachau concentration camp was liberated today when U.S. troops of the 7th Army cleared the enemy guards from the camp in 1945. In 1963, Typhoon Olive with 110-mile-per-hour winds destroyed 95% of the homes on the island of Saipan. President Nixon announced today with a national broadcast address that he will hand over 1,200 pages of the White House transcripts that will tell all about Watergate and will prove his innocence in 1974. And in 1993, Buckingham Palace will open its doors for the first time to the public in order to raise money to repair the fire-damaged Windsor Castle. How about a little music on this day? On this day in 1965, Jimmy Nicol, the drummer who stood in for Ringo Starr during the Beatles' Australian tour in 1964, files for bankruptcy. After a gig in Memphis, Bruce Springsteen takes a cab to Elvis Presley's Graceland home and proceeds to climb over the wall on this day in 1976. A guard took him to be another Crank fan and apprehended him. In 1980, Black Sabbath began their first tour with vocalist Ronnie James Dio. And in 2007, Arctic Monkeys started a 3-week run at number 1 on the UK album chart with their second album, Favorite Worst Nightmare. How about some special days today? We'll go out and celebrate National Peace Rose Day, National Shrimp Scampi Day, and National Zipper Day. Well, there you go. There's a little more of what happened on this day in history. Go out and have a great history of every day.
Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded.
This concludes our programming for today. We welcome any comments you may have.
Our next regularly scheduled program will come to you at 6:15 a.m.